Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
What do you say? What do you say?
Landry Locker and John Lopez.
But saying it wouldn't happen anywhere else in Texas, which we said Waco.
I didn't say that. I did not say that.
You said it wouldn't happen anywhere else in Texas.
I did not say that. I did not say that. I did not say that. Okay?
You're in the loop on Houston Sports Leader.
Robert, stop it. Y'all quit playing. Quit playing. Robert. I didn't do this stuff.
Sports Radio 610.
Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig, In the Loop, episode 218. Shout out to the 218 up there in northern Minnesota, freezing your asses off. We are not doing that in H-Town. Got a stacked show for you. What day is it, John Lopez?
It is Schadenfreude Day. In other words, taking pleasure in someone else's pain. That would be the Golden State Warriors.
It is. Deshaun Watson's a happy man day.
Boy, is he happy. We'll get into that. It is John McClain joins us a little early day, about 10:20.
It is Sparkle Princess Day, which is becoming one of my favorite days of the week. It is
our
also the Astros story. Being accused of cheating day.
Nothing wrong with that.
And it is two Texans will join the show between the noon and 1 hour day. It is a stat day in the loop going up on a Tuesday right here on Sports Radio 610. John Lopez, before we get into why everyone's happy and everything going on around here, yeah, you heard Mad Radio before us. We talked to Paul Gallant as he was leaving. Paul Gallant enjoyed his birthday, had a nice little four-day binge, and now he says he's going to quit alcohol for a month. I'm going to go ahead and book your bet because we've been known to place a wager every once in a while. Figgy, I want you to get on in on this as well. How long is Paul Gallant going to last without drinking?
I have confidence in him. I really do. So I'll say until Saturday.
You stole my bet. You stole my bet. Figgy?
I think he's going to go 2 weeks.
2 weeks?
Yeah, I think 2 weeks. Two weekends.
Two weekends might be, that'd be big.
See,
that'd be really big.
But he's starting to sound a little bit like my stepdad. And my stepdad no longer with us. He died on the liver transplant list.
Oh, my gosh.
Used to drink a bottle of gin a night, Tanqueray to be exact, which is why I don't touch the gin. He would come home from work at 3 a.m. Very successful guy, very nice business. He would drink a bottle of gin, and then he would go back to work just like a complete functioning alcoholic. Well, there came a time when he was supposed to quit drinking, and instead of just quitting drinking, he went from gin to Crown Royal acted like he was doing himself a huge favor. Paul Gallant now saying, you know, I think I'm just going to give up the beer. I don't know about the alcohol. I'm just going to give up the beer.
What are you talking about, you idiot?
He's sounding like him. I'm going to give Paul till Sunday. I'll give him Sunday.
You give him an extra day?
Dude, his crew is the kings of the Sunday fun day.
Oh,
I just don't see how Paul's going to be able to do it.
They are.
I just don't see how Paul's going to be able to do it, but we'll see.
I feel guilty talking about
it. Well, he's
this.
The one bringing it up. It's not like he's telling me this and I'm violating his trust. He's openly saying that he's going to try for a month.
This is true.
We're rooting for you. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not going to like crack open a beer in front of you or anything.
We're
like
all
that.
Behind
you, moron!
Yeah.
What are you hearing?
I'm just hearing what you're saying, Paulie. But I'm here with you. You know what else we're hearing? Russell Wilson is going to be paid. He's going to be the highest quarterback in the history of the NFL. 4 years, $140 million, $65 million up front. Of all the people that are happy in Houston when they hear that news, Deshaun Watson is the happiest of them all.
Yeah. Oh, no question about it. And there's a real, you know, kind of long-term effect here. Not even that long, to be honest, but there's an effect here for how it's going to affect your Houston Texans, because the details of Russell Wilson's contract are just eye-popping. Even more eye-popping is what's happened in just the last two years, even. With quarterback contracts are going through the absolute roof. That is another effect, I feel, of the last collective bargaining agreement when they put a rookie pay scale on. They decided to try to, quote, reward veteran players, which actually they're cutting veteran players because they don't want to pay them that second contract. So where's that money going? The money's going to franchise quarterbacks. Listen to these numbers, all right? This is just since June of 2016. So not even 3 years ago, okay? Just about 3 years ago. Andrew Luck signed for $24.6 million a year. June of 2017, Derek Carr, 25. September of 17, Matt Stafford, 27 million. February of 18, Jimmy freaking Garoppolo, 27.5 million. March of 2018, Kirk Cousins, 28 million. May of 2018, Matt Ryan, 30 million. August of 2018, Aaron Rodgers, 33.5 million. And April of 2019, Russell Wilson, 35 million. It's gone from 24.6 million to 35 million per year. Oh, by the way, there is exactly two Super Bowl wins in all those contracts. That's correct, isn't it? Yeah, just Aaron Rodgers won, Russell Wilson won, right?
Yep.
So all those contracts from 24.6 for Andrew Luck in 2016 to Russell Wilson yesterday, $35 million a year. That's an $11 million escalation. Only two Super Bowl wins there. Deshaun Watson is going to get, by my guess, and I'll bounce this off of John McClain when he gets here, probably about a five-year extension worth $190 million with $80 million guaranteed.
And that's coming in 2 years. And that goes back to that two-year window that we talk about. As soon as Russell Wilson got this deal, he went to back to being Russell Wilson. This is the Instagram video that Russell Wilson released. He's laying in bed. He's acting like he's half asleep. Sierra, his wife, is acting like she wants to sleep. This is Russell Wilson doing Russell Wilson things.
Seattle. We got a... Hey, Seattle. We got a deal.
Go Hawks.
Go Hawks. But I'm going to see y'all in the morning.
Good night.
Time for y'all to go to bed.
Finally, we can go to sleep.
See y'all in the morning. Baby, you're my greatest love.
Dude.
I don't need your afterglow videos, all right? I don't need your afterglow videos.
He is a goofball, he's man.
He's a rich goofball.
He is a goofball.
He's a goofball, jeez. But he's a rich goofball.
He's a rich one. We'll get more into this. John McClain comes. He's going to be in a little bit earlier, so he's going to be here in about 15 minutes. We'll ask him the impact this has on the Houston Texans and what he thinks about the Texans. Eight shows until the NFL draft, and because it is eight shows to the NFL draft, John Lopez has eight crazy things the Texans can do that just might work. We'll get into that at 11 o'clock. Landry Locker, John Lopez, In the Loop, Sports Radio 610. Deshaun Watson's happy. You know who else is happy?
Who's that?
Or who should be happy? Houston Rockets fans. Because not only did the Warriors lose yesterday, they blew a 31-point second-half lead. 7 minutes left in the second quarter, or third quarter to be exact. DeMarcus Cousins got hurt in the game. And there's fear that he could be out for the playoffs, fear as far as Golden State goes. And I don't care what Mike Meltzer tries to tell you. I don't care how hip he tries to act and how
the sports are complicated and not
he
that
tries
linear
to make stuff. It's a good thing for the Rockets that DeMarcus Cousins isn't on the floor. For Mike Meltzer to come in here and try to say that the Warriors are better with Looney instead of DeMarcus Cousins is one of the most asinine things I've ever seen. And I you know how you can mute someone on social media? His basketball opinion is muted for at least the next 2 weeks.
I have to stay off Twitter.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to lose my mind.
Seriously, I'm muting Mike Meltzer for that take. I think it's one of the most asinine things I've ever seen. And we saw what DeMarcus Cousins did to Clint Capella last time these two teams met. He had his best game of his career. This is good for the Rockets. I know a lot of people are saying, well, don't look past the Jazz. That's not my job. James Harden cannot look past the Jazz. But when DeMarcus Cousins goes down, I'm not saying you should throw a party. It's a good thing, though.
Or are they saying that are people who saying, you know, focus on the Jazz? Do you think the Rockets didn't take notice of that and didn't get a little bit of a different feeling when that happened? Here's the other point, though. They've beaten you without DeMarcus Cousins. I mean, they're such a versatile team, but it doesn't hurt. It doesn't hurt that he's not here because that he's not going to be. Because I think he's done for the year. That looked like a torn quad every day of the week.
Damn, you're a doctor?
Yeah, no, but it looked like a torn quad every day of the week. So I think he's done for the year. So it doesn't hurt, but I wouldn't start, you know, throwing any.
I mean, they're still
yet.
The Warriors. Yeah. It's basically the same Warriors that we saw last season. That's what they are now. But they don't have multi-time All-Star to come in and do what he does. It is a big deal and. You should be happy about it if you're a Rockets fan. Obviously, you're not cheering for it, but no DeMarcus Cousins. It's a good thing. Don't let anyone else tell you different. Also in town, the Astros, they're going to look for their 10th straight win of the season. They're going to play at 9 o'clock against the Oakland A's. These are the games that a lot of fans cannot stand. You got to stay up a little bit later when this happens, but looking for 10 straight. Astros, hottest team in baseball, looking to stay hot on the West road trip.
Look, the Astros right now are the hottest team in baseball. They're the best team in baseball, in my view. I know there's a couple of teams that have a better record, and they're the most complete team in baseball. All they have to do is just stay healthy, because I think even when guys go into slumps, and they will, even when pitchers lose games consecutively, and they will, even though it's Justin Verlander and Gerrit Cole, et cetera, these things will happen. They have enough balance everywhere else to still weather those storms, just like they did in 2017.
Speaking of healthy, John McClain with the salad right now.
I'm loving this.
John McClain with the salad. Hey, you need to go to Chick-fil-A and get the spicy Southwest with light Italian, John, if you really want to enjoy your salad experience. But John McClain, he's going to be fresh. He's going to have a lot of greens in his system. He's going to join us in about 6 minutes.
And we're going to ask him and talk to him about the Russell Wilson effect on Deshaun Watson. A texter just said, Watson has not earned that much money. How could Lopez say that? Here's the thing. Matt Stafford didn't earn that kind of contract. Jimmy Garoppolo didn't earn that kind of contract. But when you find a true franchise quarterback, and I don't know if there's anyone left who doesn't believe that Deshaun Watson is their true franchise quarterback, and he has that kind of success, whether it's Super Bowl or playoffs or whatever, but it doesn't matter. You know, if he has that kind of success and he's your franchise quarterback, he's going to get paid as such. I'm telling you right now, those are the numbers that I feel are going to be dancing around in Deshaun's head.
And I don't think you're breaking any news there, and you just hit the nail on the head. And the reality is it's going to happen regardless. Deshaun Watson's going to get paid. Hopefully he takes that next step to where he's in the top tier of quarterbacks, or else the Texans, just like the Lions did, just like the 49ers did, they're going to be paying a quarterback who's very, very good and not elite. And that's why the next 2 years are so important. And we're going to talk about that with a guy who knows the NFL better than anybody else, NFL Hall of Famer John McClain. Full of greens, full of information next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.